My scripture reading is in Luke chapter 1 and starting at verse 26. Now in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God to a city in Galilee called Nazareth to a virgin engaged to a man whose name was Joseph of the descendants of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. And coming in, he said to her, "Greetings, favored one, the Lord is with you." But she was very perplexed at the statement and kept pondering what kind of salutation this was. The angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall name him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. And the Lord God will give him the throne of his father David. And he will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and his kingdom will have no end." Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I am a virgin?" The angel answered and said to her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. And for that reason the Holy Child shall be called the Son of God. And behold, even your relative Elizabeth has also conceived a son in her old age, and she who was called barren is now in her sixth month. For nothing will be impossible with God." And then I'd like to move down to the verse 46 of chapter 1, Luke. "And Mary said, My soul exalts the Lord, and my spirit has rejoiced in God my Savior. For he has had regard for the humble state of his bondslave. For behold, from this time on, all generations will count me blessed. For the mighty one has done great things for me, and holy is his name. And his mercy is upon generation after generation toward those who fear him. He has done mighty deeds with his arm. He has scattered those who were proud in the thoughts of their heart. He has brought down rulers from their thrones, and has exalted those who were humble. He has filled the hungry with good things, and sent away the rich empty-handed. And he has given help to Israel, his servant, in remembrance of his mercy, as he spoke to our fathers, to Abraham and his descendants forever." And Mary stayed with her about 3 months and then returned to her home. Bow with me in prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for this Mother's Day. Heavenly Father, we thank you for our mothers that you have given to us. We thank you for the examples that they set for all of us. And Heavenly Father, we ask that you bless them and keep them in all things that they do. Heavenly Father, bless these words and thoughts that we will bring, and help them to help each of us as you would have. And in the name of your loving Son, Jesus, we ask, and amen. And my text is the 28th verse of Luke 1, and it reads, "And coming in, he said to her, Greetings, favored one, the Lord is with you." And today we are again so blessed to have many wonderful mothers. Many of our mothers have gone on to be with the Lord, but we have the memories of them. We have the things that we refresh in our mind often, of the things that they did for us and did for the church and said to us. And we praise God that he favored us so wonderfully by giving us those kind of examples of mothers. My message to you today is Mothers for God. Mothers for God are, firstly, chosen for a mission. And I'd like you to consider today, as my scripture reading would imply, I'd like you to consider the life of Mary, Jesus' mother. Mary, a miraculous conception of the baby Jesus. Miraculous in that Jesus was born of a virgin, an earthly mother without an earthly father. Let's consider Mary, the mother of Jesus. Mary had many wonderful characteristics that all mothers should want. And obviously, God chose her for this special purpose, for this special mission. Mary was, first of all, very open to God's call. And mothers for God are open and has their ears and their minds and their hearts receptive to the call of God to them. They are open to God's call, receptive and obedient to God's call. Mary was, as the scriptures tell us, Mary was a devout worshiper. She was pure in heart and in mind and in body. Almost looking like Mary was a perfect mother. But we know Mary was very human. And we know that there are no perfect mothers. There was one perfect man, and that was Jesus. But we know that Mary was very much natural, an earthly mother in every sense. And we thank God that she was open to the call of God for her life. She was humble. She was cooperative. She was grateful to God. Grateful for the recognition, grateful for the call of God through the angel that came to her. If each one of us would put ourselves in Mary's place, how do you think we would react? Not only the mothers that are here today, but each one of us, if we receive that kind of call from God. It would be something. Mary's life was a life of consistency and self-control. Named out quite a few great characteristics here. How many of us could measure up to those characteristics of being open and receptive and obedient, a devout worshiper, obviously having a love of God? All of these are wonderful traits that each mother would be blessed to have. And many of our mothers have these traits today in this church. Many of the mothers that have passed on already that we have our memories of, they have these traits. And God has truly blessed us for it. Mothers for God are chosen for a mission. And let's be thankful to God that they are chosen. And let's thank God and let's ask Him to let our mothers be receptive to each call that God has for them and their lives. They're not only chosen for a mission, but mothers for God are chosen to be great examples or models for Christian living. And how? When we look at the life of Mary, we know that she set a positive attitude to God's call. There was nothing negative concerning the angel's visit to her and him relaying the message to her of God's call for her life. Her reaction was totally positive, and it's always great when mothers have, and each one of us, have that positive attitude to the things that God brings to us. It's also notable that Mary was a willing participant. She willingly said yes to the call of God and considered herself very much blessed. Mary had a response of thankfulness to God for this that he brought to her, that she was to conceive a child, and he would be called the Son of God. He would be great, and of his kingdom there would be no end. What mother would not be thankful for a son that was so blessed? And she was thankful. She also had a response to God of worship. Let's go to Luke 1 and 49, and let's see what it tells us of Mary and her life. Mary 1, 49. "For the Mighty One has done great things for me," Mary says, "and holy is his name. And his mercy is upon generation after generation toward those who fear him." This was part of Mary's reaction, part of her worship, and part of her thanks to God. Mary was also thankful because God blessed her in such a way that she could help God help others. And that's what it's all about. Being a servant to God and helping God to help others. Mothers for God are chosen not to be exempt from the pains of life. Mary very much had a natural birth with the pains that go along with it. Consider Mary's life. She's seen her son grow up, every aspect of his life. No doubt she would have a little bit disappointed in certain times of his life when he chose to be behind, when they were on a trip and in a city and it's time to go and everybody else went. Well, he stayed behind. He didn't tell his mom and dad. I don't think that probably went over too good. Naturally, they went back searching for him. What had happened? Evidently, somebody, other family member, was supposed to be in charge of making sure all the children was rounded up. But it didn't happen that time. And no doubt, it caused some panic, natural panic in the mom and dad as they went back looking for Jesus. But his response, above the natural, "I must be about my Father's business." A great time. But a natural time of panic for that mom. Mary lived to see her son doubted by even family members, doubted by the community, doubted by the city. Can you imagine that? Your son, your city, your community, people of your community, and yet your son was doubted for what he came into this world to do and to be. And as he went about the countryside doing the Father's business, including miracles and healing, and yet the ones doubted Jesus' miracles, his sayings. They said, is this not the son of Joseph? As if it was be impossible for the son of a carpenter to do the things that Jesus was doing and saying. But yet, Mary seen her son and recognized from others that they doubted her son. Mary seen her son rejected by the country people, by the country countrymen and women. She seen her son rejected. She eventually seen her son arrested, falsely accused, convicted, her son. Seen him taken as a common criminal. Even though it had not been proved that he did anything wrong, he was falsely accused. Evidence was not presented, but yet he was crucified on the cross. Nails in his hands and ankles. And the mother Mary seen all of this. Observed her son on this cross. He was beaten. He was hanging on the tree. He was bleeding to death. And the mother saw all of this. Was right at the base, the immediate area of the cross. Mothers have to go through horrible things sometimes. Losing a child. And we've had them in our church. Lost child we have today. Some that have lost children. Several mothers, in fact. Several mothers visit our church that had lost, tragically, children. Mothers have to endure, sometimes, a horrible lot that life brings to them. But God is with them through it all, as they are chosen by Him. Lastly, mothers for God are chosen for ultimate victory. Victory with the Father God and with the only begotten Son in the kingdom of God forever and ever. To be with the Father God, to be with Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son, to be with them in their kingdom forever and ever. We should praise God every day of our life for His love and His mercy and His choosing us to be part of His kingdom. Praise God for His marvelous plan for mankind. And thank God every day for the mothers that He blessed us with. Happy Mother's Day. If you would stand with me and let's read the blessing of God to us. Numbers 6, 24. Let's read it together. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his face on you and give you peace. Let's pray.